Okay, man. Taking the long way home here. Monday, it's Monday, it's Monday. How's your bargain voice, Phil?
Well, it's not bad, you know, considering the fact that we spent the weekend beating the shit out of it.
This Friday night, we're going to be at the lab, Hollywood Improv Lab. Friday night, I think, you know, I haven't heard, and I do know Charles Fleischer is one of the cats. Charles Fleischer's a genius voiceover guy, as you know, beginning with his Roger Rabbit days, but also his cat is, you know, something else, man. I'll tell you that. All right. But wait, let's see who else we have. I know that the guys were putting together our show. I sent a list of all the comics that I can think of that I really love, you know, and some days, you know, I don't want to send them too many names, but I send them, you know, like this week I sent them Taylor Williamson, and I sent them, I'll send them names like Chris D'Elia, but Chris is a big name, man. I don't, you know, so is Taylor for that matter. So are all these guys. So it's, I'm lucky whoever I'm able to snag, and we get four people and then me, and it was fun the first time out, and it's going to be even funner this time out, and it will continue to get funner and funner and more funner and more more fun. Anti-immigrant protest swarm memorial. What does that mean, anti-immigrant? Is that New York? Oh, no, that's not. Thank Christ, it's not America. It's fucking, I guess it's France. I don't know. I'm telling you, people, you know, the thing of it is it doesn't do us any good in terms of making friends. It radicalizes people. You know, you're the people that are not terrorists look at this and they go, well, shit, you're throwing me into a fucking batch with all the other terrorists? Well, then fuck you. What else are they going to think? But you know what? I can't blame them, man. By the same token, I can't blame them. They're pissed off, man. They lost their fucking loved ones. And how long, you know, are people like myself who's saying, take a fucking chill, not all the immigrants are bad, and they'll turn around and they'll say, God damn it, I'm tired of hearing that shit. I need to secure my country. I'm living in fucking America, man. You know, we're relatively safe in this country, as you are, if you're watching me in America. Abdeslam Brothers friends speak out. Oh, great. I want to hear from that motherfucker. I don't know, man. All right. Fuck it. We're in the business here of... We're in the comedy business here, okay? My hand's paralyzed. Please help me. No.
No, I won't.
Lonely days turn to lonely nights, and your face is such a fright. Take the long way home.
All right, so that's that. Buffalo staging. Oh, that's what I want to say. What does this mean, the dingus? Organizers say this year's Dingus Day ceremonies or celebration in Buffalo will be bigger and better than ever. That's fantastic. The Western New York City is one of relatively small number of cities that celebrate the Polish-American holiday, which falls on the Monday after Easter. The annual post-Lenten party features a parade, polka bands, all this good shit. Of course, to me, it sounds like it's like Dumbass Day or something. The Day of the Dumbass. I think I'll have Bud reporting on that. Chinese firms hiring less. CAPEX hits 5-year low. Beige Book private survey. Con man used China as money laundering haven. Well, that's cool. Listen to this. Con man used China as money laundering haven. Uh-oh, it's a fucking video report. Fuck it. I don't do them. Well, I mean, we can watch it, but it's going to be a fucking clusterfuck.
Lonely days turn to lonely nights.
He has stolen millions from some of the world's biggest corporations. His lavishly furnished home in Israel is a compound with security cameras. It's a sign of his success.
We understood that a bank president does what he pleases, and via orders he gives, he can end up doing all kinds of impossible or unimaginable things. And therefore, I decided to pretend to be a president.
For years, he palmed himself off to company workers as their CEO, lying to people on the phone to send money. Yet the French-Israeli con artist could not spend his stolen cash because of a web of banking rules aimed at criminals like him.
China is a country where not everything is allowed, but in any case, money is king.
until he found a pipeline in the shadows to funnel his ill-gotten gains, the People's Republic of China.
La Chine est devenue la passerelle.
China has become a universal international gateway for all manner of scams.
Arnaque possible ou inimaginable. Oui.
The con artist told the AP he laundered most of his money through China and Hong Kong.
La Chine est aujourd'hui le spécialiste.
China is today the expert in these revolving money transfers.
The money washing machine Chikli used worked like this. He conned companies into sending money into Eastern Europe, then bounced the funds to China, after which arranged for them to be withdrawn in cash. The money would be used to purchase merchandise and commodities. Then for a bribe, a Chinese vendor would issue fake receipts to Chikli's shell companies, creating a legal paper trail. Typically, Chikli would buy some goods, but forward most of the cash to another account he controlled. In the last step, Chikli sold the goods and sent his money to Israel, where false invoices made the entire sum look like legitimate profit. The Chinese government did not respond to any of the AP's inquiries for comment. Chikli is widely credited with pioneering the fake CEO scam, which federal investigators say is now widely copied and has cost businesses worldwide $1.8 billion in the last 2 years.
It's a huge scam. It's a significant scam, big dollars, and relatively recent. In 1 year, in a little over a year's time for us to get up to the billion-dollar figure, it's scary.
Now retired from the FBI, J.B. Yankowski says the agency traced fake CEO scam transfers to 70 countries.
The money is has been initially going into over 70 different countries. At the very top of that list is Hong Kong and China.
Police believe Chinese migrants and Israeli conmen worked together in the Parisian neighborhood where Chikli once ran a clothing business. The groups created a money laundering system which some migrants believe to be the most effective, reliable way for Chinese merchants to send money back to China. The Chinese call this practice flying money. The French busted a similar network in a garment district in Paris suburb called Abbevilliers, where authorities accused Chinese merchants of laundering money for North African drug dealers. Back in Israel, Chikli says he never tapped into those networks himself, but understands how they flourished. Last year, a French court convicted him of fraud in absentia. Israeli authorities would not say whether France had made a formal request for Chikli's extradition.
I was convicted because it spread everywhere. I'm an example. It's what's called a conviction by example.
Voilà pourquoi on m'a condamné. C'est un exemple.
Chikli maintains he's now living a simple life of a father and husband. He helped renovate a nearby synagogue. A sign in Hebrew outside of it thanks him for his help. Close to it, another reads, "Thou shalt not steal." Chikli didn't seem to care about contradictions. Rather, he embraced his role as a con artist to the AP. And now people will be able to see Chikli's power of persuasion on the silver screen in a French movie called Thank You for Calling. John Moan, Associated Press.
Thank you, Mr. Chikli. That was great. Excuse me for just a minute. Well, I don't want to see that. That was kind of interesting, wasn't it? I like these guys. The guy's committed a crime, and there he is on TV. How about that, huh? How about that, man?
Lonely days turn to lonely nights, and the thing in the city light, take the long way home. Take a long way home.
I'm just doing some experimenting here. Oh, man. Fucking. What the hell is that, man? Is it a football field? It's like a football field, isn't it? Well, that's cool, man. So here's the, this is a look here. Oh, yeah. And we'll be right back here on Sports Special. See, you can do all kinds of things if you want. All right. I gotta quit fucking around with you, man. Stop. Stop it. Yeah, all right. Take the long way home. Beep, 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 and duty. Oh, man, it's hotter than fuck in this place. As it usually is. IRS charitable tax break can be valuable. Doesn't know how to use it. 2050 renewable injury. The inside story of how Oculus cracked the impossible design. Apple's iPad Pro. What's going on with that fucking Apple, with that iPhone thing? I want to find this out. 25 answers to what does the SE mean in iPhone SE. Does Apple's next smartphone have to be spectacular? What's this SE, man? What about the hacking thing? How the iPhone changed TV. Boy, it's the best thing about an iPhone for me, and maybe smartphones in general, is... Oh, shit, I'm all out of... The worst thing about the iPhone is I don't have any battery. My battery's running out. I gotta go get my fucking cord, y'all. Right, hold on, hold the line, hold the phone, okay? I'm gonna be right back, but I gotta go grab the... Oh, shit. Got this goddamn phone plugged in there. I got my phone plugged in there. I got my phone plugged in there. Fucking Taliban. Burp. It's California minimum wage. Deal calls for $15 an hour, man. Man, that's good. That's some good money, man. Mother Angelica died. I don't know who she is. She was the one who was on TV all the time. De Niro's vaccination doc reversal hailed by health. Okay. De Niro's... Robert De Niro's decision to pull a documentary accusing the U.S. Center for Disease Control of concealing a link between vaccine and rising autism rates from the Tribeca Film Festival was welcomed by health experts. Nonsense on stilts was how Arthur Capian, head of the Division of Medical Ethics at New York University, described vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. But the film's director and co-writer, Andrew Wakefield, countered that the Tribeca Fest co-founder's decision was censorship and vowed to make sure that his documentary is seen. I don't know, man. You know, the whole thing with vaccinations is if you don't vaccinate your kid, the kid becomes vulnerable to what's out there, wherever it's from. And once that child is vulnerable, then another kid that's not vaccinated is vulnerable. You know, we had a fuck... Do you know that last year in the National Hockey League, in the National fucking Hockey League, there was a mumps sort of mini epidemic. I don't know, what do you call that? You know, there was an outbreak of mumps in the NHL. I don't know how many players, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5, 6, 7 players came down with the mumps. Mumps. Now, I've never had the mumps. Yay. Never had mumps. I may die from the mumps. That's probably what's going to kill me. Are you vaccinated, Phil? They didn't have mumps vaccine when I was a kid. Oh. They didn't have measles vaccine when I was a kid. You had to get that shit. And I got that shit. And you don't want to have measles, let me just fucking tell you. And I'm sure you don't want to have mumps. And I knew kids that had both. I had chicken pox, I had measles. But the only thing we had vaccinations for then was polio, and it just was only a few years old. When I was born, I think the polio vaccine was just right about born the same time. And or maybe even later. And then, we had tetanus, we had diphtheria. I think we had a smallpox vaccine, I don't know. Believe it or not, and smallpox became almost extinct, I think, but I think it's made a comeback on some level. I'm not sure. I don't know what the story is. All right, what are we doing here, man? We got 10 minutes, 11 minutes left here on the pre-show. You're watching the Phil Hendry Show pre-show. My name is Bubba Fresh, and they had a football life. Doug Flutie, I want to see De Niro pulled the vaccine, an anti-vaccination documentary. The maker of that film says it's censorship. Well, really? Would it be censorship if a guy who made a documentary about how there were no Jews killed in World War II, or that there was a complete and utter fabrication of the Holocaust, you know, things that we've been hearing for years, would it be, and you know, De Niro said, no, you can't be in my movie, you can't be in my film festival, and that guy claims censorship. Would that be the case? You know, I mean, there's certain things that are no longer works of fact or serious investigative reporting. It's fantasy cloaked in the, you know, the trappings of documentary and journalism. Fuck it. And the people that make those movies think that their argument is so original when they say it's censorship. No, it's what it is it's actually part of the weeding out process. You don't feature everything in a film festival. You feature those films that are strong. You feature those films that you think that enhance the medium of movie making. Isn't that right? Isn't that what a film festival's for? It's not just about a great performance or a great. It's about enhancing the medium of filmmaking. What are the best pieces, best examples? Part of it is story. Part of it's content, and filmmaking is at its best when it's dealing with the interior landscape, as they say, you know, the human emotion, and the world around us. Now, if you wanted to make a documentary about how the so-called Holocaust didn't happen, you do the documentary about weird asses that believe that. You do a documentary about all of these fucking clowns. I don't know who they are. I'm sure there's some really famous Holocaust denial people. That's what you do. And how they're fucked up in the brain, and how, you know, what their, you know, what's their fucking problem? See? That's what I would think, but oh my God, here's another kid that fucking got killed in a bounce house. And if she should say, come closer. Tell her no, 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 no. Okay, let's take a look, man. I know she's the kind of girl, throw my love away. But I still know, don't hurt me now. Where am I at here, man? Okay, so here's what we'll do. Get this thing here.
And he rounds count left, and he's got a scab on his face, bat sheet, and there's a bed sheet down there going batshit crazy and thong. All right, you know, the 50 freeway, but a lot of brown, and part of the fact there's a lot of brown down there with the cavalry, and the cavalry is on its way here from the Dragoons out to 15. Let's go out to Debbie Daly.
Well, hey, Mom. Well, Mom, hey,
You know, the thing that you need to understand is...
I wonder if there's actually footage of the Dingus Day Parade. Who knows? Let's see.
Parade in Buffalo, or I mean, excuse me, Buffalo. There you can see the many different things that people do. This is Polish dancing. Basically, what this day is, just for dumbasses. Get out of here.
That's Buffalo?
Greetings. It is... Date is April 6th, 2015, the day after Easter. You know what that means?
What does that mean, Mitch?
Dingus Day in Buffalo.
Dingus Day in Buffalo, the Dingus Day capital of the
world.
The world. Or at least the United States, one of those.
It's a Polish tradition. And it's kind of been lost in Poland, but for some reason, Buffalonians have picked it up. In the
Buffalonians?
Presence,
population
presence, yeah.
In the city, so,
and that's where we're going today for a parade.
That's Dingus Day.
Trooper,
yes, I am
from the cliff jumping vlog, and now we're heading downtown.
And they do flogging.
What does that mean, flogging?
Well, I don't want to say, but
three guesses. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So, a tradition for this holiday is obviously to wear white and red, which I am repping right now.
What? I don't understand. Cut it out.
All right, man. I don't think I've got any choice, but I just got to go ahead and do this. Got to do it, and I... Okay. DraftKings pre-roll.
You!
Golf's first major is right around the corner. That's going to be the Masters, man. Who do you like, huh? I don't know. I haven't seen anybody yet. Haven't really gotten into the golf season yet, man. The golf season doesn't start for me until the Masters.
Well, what are you talking... When does golf start?
I think it usually starts in January.
Wait a...
Oh, you know what? Frank. Frya Hank. Frank. My brother. There it is. Windy outside. And I don't know. We got some phone bed. This is a generic phone bed here. Okay. Here's the Masters field list. All right, man, I'm going to take a look at the Masters here. Golf's first major is right around the corner. And when we say right around the corner, I ain't just whistling Dixie, Jim. Angel Cabrera, Fred Couples, Masters Tournament champions that are going to be playing this year. Larry Mize, Mark O'Meara, Phil Mickelson, Sandy Lyle, Bernhard Langer, huh? Then you have U.S. Open champions. You got British Open champions. You know, PGA champions with a five-year exemption. The five-year exemption means what? British Open champions, five-year exemption, Ernie Els and Darren Clark. Players Championship winners. Current U.S. U.S. amateur champion and runner-up, which is Bryson DeChambeau and Derek Bard, the current British amateur, the current Asia-Pacific amateur, Jin Cheng, current Latin American amateur, Paul Chaplet, Jimmy Schmitz is the current U.S. men's thing and the thing. Okay, that's good. That's beautiful. Here we go.
All right, man. All right. Yeah, Wolfman Jack here.
Wolfman Jack.
You know what's going on? Yeah.
This is Margaret Payne.